loose is loose. Touchdown Elks. Trey Ford into the end zone.
Edmonton's home for great stories, local heroes, and everything you need on the Oilers and Elks. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Do you have playoff fever? The only solution? More cowbell. The Oilers once again will try to commit a little regicide. Thanks to The Simpsons for that joke that I've overused for many, many years. If you know the name of the monarch being murdered, please press 1. It is Inside Sports on 630 CHED. We are leading into the postseason, which starts tomorrow with a couple of series, including Toronto and Boston. But, of course, the Oilers and Kings get going Monday night at Rogers Place. Oilers Now will be at 4. The face-off show will be at 6. The game will be at 8. We have you completely covered here on the voice of the Oilers, 630 CHED. NBA score to tell you about tonight. Play-in game, Miami and Chicago, and the Heat are hot, leading 92-67 with 8.5 left in the fourth, so it looks like they're going to be the number 8 seed in the Eastern Conference. The scoreboard update for Cougar Paint and Collision, our family helping your family for 40 years. We have Luke Gazdick coming up tonight. We have Kelly Rudy coming up tonight, and if you would like to chime in at 780-496-0063, it is the hotline presented by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed Pro all the way. I just want you to text in one number tonight on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being no confidence at all and 10 being completely confident. How confident are you that the Oilers will win the series? Just text in a number. This is like that Celebrity Jeopardy sketch with Trebek, and played by Will Ferrell, and Sean Connery, played by Daryl Hammond. Just, you know what? I'm not going to ask a question. Just write a number. Just write a number. Any number will do, and you will win. And we will randomly select somebody to get an Inside Sports Canned Ham t-shirt. You could be creative. You could do a number in another language, an alternate spelling, whatever. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no confidence, 10 being extremely confident, no way they're going to lose, how confident are you that the Oilers are going to win this series? That'll be our fun topic for tonight at 780-496-0063. Oh, by the way, you can also email insidesports@630ched.com if you still use that antiquated form of communication. All right, he joins us every week throughout the season. Former NHL goaltender, grew up in Edmonton. He's presented by Sentinel Storage. They shoot, we store. Try 4 weeks free at sentinelstorage.ca. It is Kelly Rudy checking in. Kelly, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Reed. I'm like you. You and I and a bunch of other people in our industry understand this, that we have no time off, and so we're extremely busy this time of year. And you, as a guy that covers the Oilers, you have to be prepared in your own personal life, like do your taxes and everything, so that you make sure that if the Oilers go to the Stanley Cup final, that you have everything in your own personal life taken care of. And that's what I'm doing today, just finishing off a whole bunch of things. I'm not going to be in Toronto in the first weekend. I've booked a couple of charity events. I was surprised, like everybody else, that the playoffs were going to start this weekend. I was under the impression, like most people, they were going to start on Monday. So anyways, I'm busy, but really looking forward to the playoffs.
Well, my taxes are done, so I won't have to be filing during the intermission or anything like that.
Right.
as we move along. No, yeah, it's we're ready to go. I mean, some great matchups for sure. Oilers and Kings are going to go at it again, which we'll get to. I know there was a bit of a discussion last night. Rob and I talked about it a bit after the game. You know, we kind of knew Skinner and Pickard would split these last two games since they were back-to-back. And then Skinner starts with a, you know, depleted lineup in front of him, with the Oilers' 7 leading scorers not playing. A kind of an angry Colorado team, given how they've been playing lately, comes out, blows the Oilers out early, and then Skinner's taken out after the first period. And Knobloch said after the game, you know, we weren't sure if he was going to play the whole game anyway. But I'm just wondering, you know, does that start help Skinner? Would have you just not bothered playing him at all if you might pull him anyway? Like, how do you see that?
Yeah, so that's really a great conversation, really complicated. It's all about a conversation with your goalie, because I think the league is different now and you have these conversations. So I'm going to dig into it to the best of my knowledge with my experience and also understanding current players and situations. So, okay, it didn't go well in the first period. I gave up a bunch of goals, and they took him out early. So now moving forward, he should have no memory of that moving forward. He should be able to park that and let that go and understand that that game and the previous couple games really should not have any bearing on his mental ability to prepare for the playoffs. It's an entirely different thing. And every single year that I played Reed, the last game or two, the coach, we never discussed it after the game was over. It was now looking forward to the playoffs, whether we ended poorly or whether we're on a hot streak. We parked it and then we're moving forward. Now here's a different conversation though, Reed. You know, I have never been of the mindset that you would play or share games with your goaltenders in the final game or two. And what I'm making a point of is a lot of times coaches will play both goalies in the very last game. The starter will play the first 30 minutes and the so-called backup will play the last 30 minutes. That does nobody any good. It never has, because you don't prepare that way. As a starting goalie, you don't go, your mindset is never, oh, I've just got to be good for 30 minutes and then my night's over. It doesn't prepare you for a playoff game where you're grinding away for a full 60 minutes and also preparing for however long overtime may be. So that's my feeling. I think a lot of guys or a lot of coaches don't understand that mindset. And I hope moving forward they start talking to their goalies and say, what do you guys want? Do you want to play the entire game or would you want the last night off? Whatever that situation may be, but it's a great conversation.
I like how you put that, and I also like how you said that you as a goaltender and the coaches you had wouldn't put too much on the final couple of games of the regular season. And I think that's an interesting conversation too, because I know one thing that gets talked about a lot with media and fans is, well, is a team hot going into the playoffs? And then that seems to be forgotten by game two, if not by the Oilers. The Oilers went 14-0-1 last year and lost game one to LA. Now I know they won the series. Right? I mean, Vegas just lost to one of the worst teams in the league. So do you write? I mean, so yeah, this final week or two, how much do you really pay attention to, right? Once the series starts.
It's because it's all in the rear view mirror. It's all been parked. It has no bearing on how well you're going to play in game one. It has no bearing how you're going to play in entire playoffs. So it's, and I learned that early. I mean, as you know, I love Al Arbor and he taught us early, once a regular season's done, it's done. We don't, rehash it. We don't talk about what we've done in the regular season. We are moving forward and only looking forward.
All right. So let's look forward to the Oilers and the Kings again, part three. So certainly some history and that can help with, I guess, maybe some animosity and the rivalry and all that kind of stuff. Though I have heard from some people like, oh, again, I wish it were a different team, but it's not.
Right.
Look, I think the Oilers have a very good team. I think they should be favored in this series. Again, I'm not going to guarantee anything. I'm just handicapping it. You know, speaking of goaltending again, I think Skinner gives the Oilers an edge in that position, though I know Talbot and Riddick both had some good stretches. How do you look at part three here of Oilers and Kings?
I'm hesitant because I worry. I think the Oilers can be the better team, but I just covered the LA Kings and man alive, they are a good team and the style they play. And I know we get stuck on this, but that 1-3-1 can be very frustrating. And if you're not patient against that style of play, you could expose yourself because they have enough dangerous players on that roster that they can make you pay. So I'm curious to see how patient the Oilers will be, because they're going to have to be willing to play, in all likelihood, a lot of 3-2 style games and in potentially a lot of overtime games. I think I do like the 1-3-1 because it really provides players like Doughty and whomever, Mikey Anderson, name any defenseman on LA, the chance to get back and retrieve pucks without a lot of forechecking pressure. And so that takes a lot of that pressure off those guys, and that opens things up offensively for them. And so that would be the one concern I have.
You know, it's interesting how you put that, because Rob Brown often says that he thinks LA should be a more aggressive forechecking team, because he says they have dangerous players who can skate with speed and push the pace and check. And he actually thinks that they're limiting their own potential by playing that style. It's, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I, in large part, I usually agree with having a heavy forecheck and a real aggressive forecheck, because usually it leads to turnovers. But this one exception, I think, for this team, for LA, is that they don't spend a lot of time in their own zone because they have a lot of clean exits. And so that's the other side of it. They don't feel as though they need to spend much time in their own zone. If they play this way, then their defense can go back. They make a lot of really good first passes and they're out of their zone, and they don't turn the puck over a lot.
When you played, did you ever feel I'm going to use the word pressure, but that's not exactly what I mean. I mean, I know you went to a Stanley Cup final. Yeah. You were on teams that pulled off big upsets. You were on teams that probably lost when people thought they were going to win.
Definitely.
Like, did any of the expectations or the noise around a series ever affect you?
No, not at all. Now, having said that, I never played in an era with social media and all the chatter, no cell phones. And so, we had cell phones in the latter part of my career, but no texting and all that, where I think the noise could be loud because you get text messages and you get different things from people that are close to you, and they probably mean well, but they probably don't understand an athlete's mind, where it has to be really clear and really focused. And so in my case, I was usually as relaxed as you could be. I was probably nice and relaxed and ready to go and ready for the challenge, but it's a different animal. I know how the players are affected, and you know, most players will say they don't listen to any of that stuff, but listen, we know most guys are lying, and whether they hear it directly or their partner tells them or their family members or friends, they get the information. By the way, the information is usually not accurate. It's a version of what people are saying, and so they get the meaner, more critical version or tone than what the message really is.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Now, you it's interesting because you never played for a Canadian team, but you played against a lot of Canadian teams in big series. Edmonton a lot, Calgary,
Vancouver,
Toronto in the you played Toronto and Montreal in the same year. I mean, can you imagine doing that now?
Well, that year, Reed, we played Calgary, Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal in the playoffs. Those were
I forgot about the first two rounds. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, media coverage was heavy and extensive. And, you know, it won us the series versus Toronto. Let's be honest. It was, McKenzie.
Bob McKenzie?
Bob McKenzie. Thank you. So he wrote, I remember we lost game 5 in Toronto and we stayed the night and we're flying back to LA the next day, and we're on the bus from the hotel going to Pearson Airport, and I'm reading the newspaper, and Bob McKenzie had written an article saying that it felt like, or it looks like, Wayne Gretzky is playing with a piano on his back. And I couldn't have been happier. I just remember reading that and going, fantastic. We will get the best version of Wayne Gretzky in the next two games, and we did. I mean, he scored the overtime winner in game 6, and he scored a hat trick in game 7, and I couldn't have been more thankful to Bob for writing that.
Great story. All right, Kelly, it's going to be fun. Enjoy your charity events over the next couple of days. Good for you for doing that. And we'll catch up again next week, sir.
You got it. Thanks, Reed. Have a great weekend.
That is Kelly Rudy, as always, presented by Sentinel Storage. They shoot, we store. Try 4 weeks free at sentinelstorage.ca. How about that? Bob McKenzie helped motivate the Kings and Wayne Gretzky in 1993. Did not know that. 780-496-0063. We'll get to some of your feedback about your confidence level in the Oilers winning or perhaps not winning this series. And Luke Gazdik is ahead as well.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers. Go to jameshbrown.com.
All right, Miami going to advance here in the NBA. They lead Chicago 112-91 with 17 seconds left. Between 7:30 and 8 tonight, we will have Luke Gazdik, presented by Avalon Foundation Repair, Western Canada's leading basement waterproofing company for over 50 years, home of the lifetime warranty. Taking the temperature of oil country, how confident are you, scale of 1 to 10, that the Oilers will beat the Los Angeles Kings? 780-496-0063. Kellen, give me some responses, please,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, for sure. I'll start off by tens because there's a lot of them here.
No, I never mind optimism. As long as you're grounded in reality.
We got a few tens that came in anonymously, so those anonymous texters, please just sign a nickname.
What percentage of the texts are tens? Just round off to the nearest five.
I'd say 10%, but it's more than that. I'd say probably about 25% or
so. About a quarter of our loyal Inside Sports listeners are completely confident in the Oilers to win the series. Okay, good. That's good to hear.
And I'm going to give Aaron the credit. He texted in 10, so he's the ringleader of the 10s.
All right, give him a canned ham t-shirt.
So Aaron, you are the ringleader of the 10s.
And give him a canned ham t-shirt if he wants one. He may not want one.
You also said that creativity was a factor.
It's always encouraged on this show, as you know.
our listeners heard that and decided to text me Roman numerals to the show. For ratings. Great. So it's a good thing I know my Roman numerals. I guess watching all those WrestleManias as a kid has finally paid off. So there we go. I've got an unknown one that says 5 or V.
V, okay. I think I could do the Roman numerals 1 through 10. I think probably I could be okay up to 50 maybe. Is 50 an L?
Yes. 50 is a giant L.
Right, okay.
I've got a 7 here that's coming as well. So that's VII.
Okay.
I got an 8, which is VIII.
Did we get that many Roman numerals?
I've got about 3 or 4 of them. I got a 9, which is an I and an X.
Did we get any foreign language?
No, not that I could see so far.
I thought we'd get some foreign language.
I've got some cute comments too from people that have texted in. So no foreign language as of yet. So, but the text lines are open. So there we go. We've got a unknown one that says the confidence level is 8. We've got Nick texting in that says 8 canned hams out of 10.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I love this one. This is from an unknown texter, but he says, 10, I love Kelly Rudy, but he's been smoking too much of that Cali weed. If he fixes the Kings, have a chance.
Wow. That's... he lives in Calgary, you know. So, yeah, he's not... Remember, he doesn't live there anymore, but all right.
And then we have some people that took, I guess, more of a real... analytical approach to the series and that stuff. They went right to a decimal point here, Reed. I've got a 9.7. I've got a 6. Okay. Anthony and Trenton text in a 6.5. Farmer Ed texts in a 9.9988, so he carries that out to like the 10,000th?
Yeah, I don't know how many decimal places that is.
Yeah, so they're coming in,
more
Reed.
Than we're accustomed to. All right, that was fun, guys. We'll get to more of those if there's anything unique that we want to talk about. Luke Gazdik is coming up as well. We'll get his take on this series. It's Inside Sports on 630 Chet. Thanks for checking out the show.